Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy. Heard on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. I've had so many people ask me what my show is about, and I simply say it's eclectic. A variety of topics, and many of them could be controversial, but never, never boring. So I decided to invite all of you to call in at 347-637-3789 and share your passion. What is it that you want me to talk about? What is it that you want me to do some research and development on? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And you do know that when you call in or contact me on any of the shows, whether you do it through an archive show, whether you do it on my landline, whether you do it on Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, whether you write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195, or landline 847-882-8717. And you'll get the ebook free. About 80 pages. Move over, all of you experts on anti-aging. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the fountain, the secrets to the fountain of youth. Imagine. Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. And the good news, no costly equipment to purchase. The methods and techniques are all natural. Zen, Buddha, ecumenical, it's about your life. You know, looks do matter. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And it doesn't matter what your age are, you could be divinely beautiful and divinely handsome. Pick up the mirror. Assess your looks. How do you look? What is it that you want to change? It's in the book. I love the secret on facial and tongue stretch exercises. Facial exercises provide a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And darlings, as we get older, we begin to slur our words. It's not loose dentures, it's a lazy tongue. And I am acquainted with a company in South Africa, and I have their video and their book, and it is essential to keep the tongue is a muscle, so it must be strengthened. And to take the edge off of it, I gave it funny names. Taming the elephant, leaping lizards, the Tarzan thump. You name it, you'll love it. And the good news is that once you're in my consortium of Live with Kathy. And if you're a little stuck with one of the secrets, all you have to do is call me, and I shall be delighted to help you. I'll walk you through it. And that's it. Do you want to stay on my mailing list? Fine. Email. If you ask me to remove it, I will. Live with Kathy. Did you ever dream of wanting your voice to be heard? Have you ever dreamed of sharing your business, your product, your service, your invention, your book with the world? You know that you're all brilliantly talented. And you've heard me say time and time again that life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. This is it. Eric Toll, I have his books. The Power in the Present Moment. And he was a spiritual hero for a science of mine in 2008. And his teaching is supporting countless millions to open to freedom from the persuasive preoccupation with the past and the future. Why can't you live in the now? Why can't you live in the now? And I have another saying. Get over the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. Worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. And Eric said, life always gives you what you need. Most people can awaken gradually. Others find suffering is essential. Why is that? Why is that? The man, Eric Toll, embraces peace and bliss. And his experiences with peace and bliss were so powerful that he lost all interest in worldly activities. He dropped out of school, quit his job as a teaching assistant, and sat on a park bench for 2 years. Many assumed he was homeless. Others began to come to him with questions. Thus began his spiritual life, began his life as a spiritual teacher. Toll moved from London to Glastonbury, England, where he spent 20 years integrating and deepening his awakening before moving to North America to write his first book, The Power of Now. That's all you have. You see, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And there is a paradox here. And if you want it, stop looking for it. And you heard me quote him that he said, most people can awaken gradually. Others find suffering is essential. Suffering can get you more stuck if you resist it, or it can bring an opening. In my case, I'm quoting Eric, my ego lived through my identity with my accumulated knowledge. I derived a sense of myself as an intellectual. I didn't have good looks or physical strength or good body or material possessions to make me feel special. I did have a mind that was strong and with an identity with that, that was my ego. It's easier to let go of the identity with possessions, external appearance, or physical strength than with accumulated knowledge. Well, I don't know, maybe it is. Jesus said it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. By rich, he didn't mean possessions. Any heavy baggage from which you derive your sense of identity keeps you from assessing the true self beyond the conditioned self. My mind got trained, which is helpful, so I can explain things that are hard to put into words. We don't need to become stupid or ignorant when we're awakened. We just don't want to identify with mind. No authentic spiritual wisdom is without paradox. Told teaching to seekers of enlightenment is to stop looking for it. Get out of your bloated way. Let it be a clear path. Remember when you got up this morning? I have to remind all of you that your palette was clear and that you were going to be the artist, the Michelangelo of your day. Being a seeker implies the future is more important than the present, he says. It's a fallacy because it prevents you from accessing the vertical depth of consciousness. A seeker is instead on a horizontal path. A less involved seeker might be looking to create possessions. Oh, we're all into comparing and competing. Oh, I dropped that sword a long time ago. One more evolved may be seeking a future state of enlightenment. Either way, it prevents spiritual seekers from accessing the present moment. The seeker overlooks the present moment, which is all that you have. Now, really stop and think about that. That's all that I have right now. It's 11:41 a.m. Central Time. This is all that I have right now. So one would want to stop being a seeker and access the present moment. You don't want to devalue it and treat this moment as a stepping stone to the next. Our entire culture lives like this. So much suffering has resulted when you live for the next moment. Realize that it never comes. The future is no more than a thought in your head. The primary of the present moment is of the extraordinaire importance. When we wait to live, we never feel at home. The essential spiritual practice is finding a friendly relationship with the now. Make the present moment, make right now your friend. And this goes against collective conditioned mind patterns. Love is the recognition that you and I are ultimately one, and for true change, we must first become comfortable with the I-ness, the is-ness of the present moment. No matter where you are, in prison, in a bad home, at any given moment, first say, this is what it is. There is no problem without a mental story around your circumstances. Why can't we live in the now? I told you, your life is not a dress rehearsal, and the Europeans think we're absolutely crazy. They're so busy, you're so competing, comparing. Why? Takes me back to, yes, I know, dear, Europe has, we're talking about vacation, Europe's hidden gems. But that has to do with you right now, your passion. Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Are you following your bliss, your heart? And is one of the subjects on your bucket list is to travel Europe? As speaker on international cruise ships, I've been blessed, yes, with the opportunity to see most of the world. And I embrace every culture. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. When I was on the Maasai, we just blended in. And we all became one. Do you have your pen and pad out? Write down my website, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. CHAGHIWATSON speaks, speaks.com. Click on all of the buttons and be sure and click on the video. And go to the books. And let's just see. While you're traversing my 13 pages in the cover story, if I can't get an aha from you, you see, that makes my day. If I get an aha from you, then I've touched your heart. Don't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. The body and the brain don't age. We do by our choices. So can you get excited about being part of the Kathy Watson Consortium? Yeah, it is sponsor-driven. I like to think of it as partnership-driven. 10 weeks? Call me at 847-882-8717. I know this isn't a pitch. This is, I am inviting you to uncover, unleash, unshackle the authentic you. This is a learning curve for you. Because when you call me at 847-882-8717, I'll have to see what you got. And if we resonate, oh, it is so affordable. Your commercial is heard 4 times a week, 10 weeks, that's 40 times. And the good news is you're invited. You're invited to co-host a show with me. Yeah, this is what we're going to find out. Are you all talk? The show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, Kathy Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, and click on the date of the show that you're invited to co-host with me. Now, to begin with, your no loose cannons. I will prep you, and then... You know, if you were going to hire a studio or rent a studio to do what I'm offering to do for you for peanuts, it would be thousands of dollars. Now you're all set, you've logged on, and you've clicked on the date of your show. You sit back, close your eyes, and listen to you. Now I told you this is a learning curve. So after it's over with you, ask yourself one question. Was I persuasive, convincing enough? What about my voice? Was it melodic? Was it up there? Or was it way down here? Would I jump up and get the number and purchase the product that I was offering to you today? Well, 99% of the time, unless I have a pro on with me, and even then we need to tweak it because I tweak my shows. So if you're not happy with the first one, and I'll be there tweaking it with you, well, we'll do another show, and then voila, it's ready. You are now a radio talk show hostess. And you email your database and you ask them to forward the link to their database. And everyone in the world gets to hear you. So now you have a choice. Well, wait, I need to ask you something. How are you living your life? Are you living it according to the ethics of someone else? I'm yawning because I had a kick-butt workout, and I was up very early. And I get so relaxed when I'm doing the show. Now, you use this. Did you know that radio is a powerful marketing tool? And you use this. It's you now. You were a bona fide invited celebrity co-host on Live with Kathy. Bit of a change, isn't it? But change is constant. Are you ready to shift your strategies to accommodate that change? Now imagine, I'm going to hold the audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business, your products, your service, reaching locally the world. And then you and I go into our own little corner and we take that lid off that box. You're no longer thinking inside the box. You're going to think outside the box. Now, I host and work with you to produce a Par Excellence radio show custom designed to fulfill your needs. This is your radio debut. If not you, who do you know? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Mission and purpose to acknowledge ironworkers, to illuminate their character. And log on www.ironworkers.org. And you do know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development to earn while you learn. And did you know that the second weekend in August, ironworkers, friends, and family invited to the International Ironworkers Festival? Now, we had them on the air last year on 2013, and they'll be on the air this coming Thursday, 11:30 to 12:30, and Jeff will be the representative singing the praises of the solidarity and I've got your back attitude. It's going to be held August 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's an international festival in beautiful Mackinac City, Michigan. And this is where they all come to us salute the Ironworkers Union. And the Iron Fest is expanding every year with all new vendors and booths from all over the United States and Canada, displaying the latest in safety and technology from our field. Oh, Kevin Hilton will be divinely happy to see about that and to hear about that. He is the Executive Director of Impact. And then you join in friendly competitions, and there are many rides and attractions for the little ones in the family. They open your arms to the brothers and sisters in ironworking. Now, I'm pretty sure that this website is still current. www.ironfest, ironfest.com. And be prepared to be wowed. You see, it's college versus trades. It's college versus the Dom Perignon of trades because, you see, they are college-affiliated. And you have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. I married one. Come on, you all know I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and I married an iron worker. Man, you got to get the CD, but we'll talk about that later. I want you to know that those of you that are homebound, that feel trapped, that you feel that you want to generate excitement in your life and be part of living, your park districts will offer, the Silver Fox and I are attending the ARP Senior Driver Training Review. They do it every 3 years. And Harold Sterling is our instructor. And sadly, he announced yesterday that he will be retiring from this phase of volunteering with ARP, with the driver review for seniors. But you don't really have to be bored and lonely. Log on heparks.org and see what Rika is doing. There's a 50-plus consortium. And just one, one activity after another. And you're invited. The senior centers, the park districts, and don't forget your libraries. Follow your heart. There is a connection between your mindset and the health of your heart. You're not separated from it. You know, it occurred to me the other day because I was out in an ecumenical environment and the ethnicities were unbelievable. And I stood there and I just stopped short and I said, isn't this powerful? We all have a brain, eyes, ears, nose, throat, organs, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The only thing that really separates us are our thoughts, our choices that we make. Thoughts are not just things, they are the creator of things. Stop and think about how powerful that is. And that I'm sitting here in the comfort in my studio room with a fan on, and I'm looking at Europe's hidden treasures, knowing that somewhere in the world there may be a plethora of men and women who got my message. Mental telepathy, who got my message. Do you want to send Greg McIntyre a message? He's our CPA. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. He's brilliant. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. An elixir, secret number 7, page 42. I share with you my secrets for de-stressing our face. But good skin comes from the inside. It's an inside out. Stress, toxicity, trauma are all leading factors in premature aging. And they release toxins into the body. And the cells are not happy any longer. They start to cry and they start to age. If you don't have a computer, find one that does. And log on RevivaLabs.com, the leader in skincare. I've been with them for, Stefan, I've been with you for over 40 years. And one day, we've never met, but of course we talk. And I said, can you imagine, Stefan, we've lasted longer than most marriages. He said, yeah, that's because we don't live with each other. Be sure and log on www.RevivaLabs.com. From humble beginnings to success. He's in the book Choices. And then there's another extraordinaire person that's just extraordinaire. Edith Nam. You can get acquainted with her on www.enamm.com. I think she has authored, written about 5 or 6 books. Her latest is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It'll extend your life. Stress, toxicity, and trauma. Are the leading factors in premature aging and in many times death. Look in the mirror. How do you look? How do you feel? Toxic negative thinking or positive energy power? You can get her book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. It is the 5th. Hey, did you have enough money? Did you have enough money to pay your bills last month? How about considering a home-based business? Lee Patrick did with Shackley. Working for corporate Americans, oh, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of making all of these linear guys look so good. I want my own business. So she quit. She quit a $30,000 a year job in the era where women were not to be seen out of the house. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Don't you forget that. But anyway, you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough, and more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. You know, that could be you. Are you a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, retired? I get the biggest kick out of all of these people that are saying, oh, I'm retired. I see them 6 months later and it's, oh my God, I've got to get back into the working field. Now, it's not for everyone. But retirement is not an option for me. There's apps out there, no. My bucket list keeps growing and growing. Don't you want to start your own business without investing huge capital? Yeah, a home-based business. It gives you a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And best of all, it's a learning curve. A home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while you're making money. Make it a family affair. Now, I want you to log on www.leticia.myshackley.com. You'll see her photo and click on the button that says About Me. Click on that. Read her story. She made her fortune with Shackley. Home-based business. And Jack, her husband, said, you women don't have the wherewithal. That's all she needed. Let our voices heard in solidarity together. We can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Haven't you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think about it. Follow your heart. Lee did. More, it's pandemic. More men and women than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. And you're going to make it a family affair. Teach your children. Make it a game. You're the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. And get the kids involved. Leticia.myshackley.com or call me at 847-882-8717 and the guest calling number is 347-637-3789. And be sure and click on video. Lights, camera, action, Move Over, American Idol, X Factor, Britain, Chicago Has Talent, Timeless Rhythms of Soul, and Shakespeare. Absolutely no one in the world has thought of pairing soul songs and Shakespeare. It's an original written and directed by Chicago bred and born Kathy Watson and Roger Plummer. Join radio hosts Roger and Kathy for a presentation showcasing soul songs while artfully displaying spiritual similarities between soul songs and sonnets. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Timeless, this innovative presentation of the unexpected pairing of music and literature immediately engages the audience. Roger's beautiful singing of soul songs blends seamlessly with Kathy's recitation of Shakespeare's sonnets. The professional chemistry between Roger and Kathy is contagious. Fascinating fun facts, were total opposites, and that makes them an even more unlikely duo. I'm an octogenarian, an elite stair climber, exercise evangelist. Huh, didn't you know that ages 70, 80, 90, 90 are shaping our world, our future? Roger has this beautiful voice as a journalist in his mid-40s and a notch above being a couch potato. And don't you see how we would capture both ages? Seniors are eager to see one of their own on the stage. Over 77 million boomers and 80 million over the age of 65, more than ages 25 to 45. And Roger's age, well, he is pushing 50 now. Hey, Roger, you're catching up with me. This age is eager and ready to support that tender age. Now, if you want a 4-minute version, I have the DVD, but log on. It is 17 minutes of sheer delight and entertainment. Look out, world, here we come, our bags are packed. Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. Have I said too much? Ah, there's nothing more I could think of to say to you. But all you need to do is look at me to know that every word is true. You're listening to Live with Kathy. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And today's show is Europe's Hidden Gems. But we also have them here. Can you follow your heart? Perhaps you don't want to travel abroad. Why not go to the Iron Fest in beautiful Mackinac City in Michigan? www.ironfest.com. Did you know that when you're following your heart, your bliss, that there is a connection between your mindset and the health of your heart? I've been exposed this past couple of months to seniors. Look, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. And for the most part, I come home disenchanted. I love my world. You know, Vivaldi has the four seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Ages 1 to 25, you're in the spring, your life. 25 to 50, you're in the summertime. 50 to 75, you're in the fall. 75 to 100 during the winter. It's the springtime of my life. I'm moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals, new vistas to enter, to explore. How could you not be happy? You've been given another day to live your life like it's golden. You don't want to delay your success. I don't care what your age is. Get in touch with me, 847-882-8717. And I know that most of you are now saying, oh, yeah, Kev, it's really easy for you to say, follow your heart. But what are we going to do? Well, here it is. Of course, we already know that with a book, with a project, with an invention, I don't care what it is, with a recipe, you are 10% done. Now 90% is in the PR and the promotion. And I found my answer to promote me and what I'm all about. It's called Virtual Portal. Take this down. http://12Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. YOURVIRTUALPORTAL.net. It will take you to my website. And the video is almost done, against all odds. Temperature in the 90s, hot and humid, and wind gusting 60 miles an hour. I was determined to tape my video. You'll love it. But you know the beauty of this is? With Virtual Portal, it's an opportunity to promote anything with global recognition at far less than usual marketing costs. It works with smartphones, computers, incorporating videos. You could promote anything, your product, your service, your book, your invention. It's the most advanced marketing and PR opportunity today, and it's affordable. Every agent that I came in touch with wanted thousands of dollars up front to be paid for work that they didn't even do. And when you're ready, wow, Virtual Portal showed up. To your success, yours. Don't delay it. You know how to reach me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, or call me at 847-882-8717. And the show is archived, so if you really didn't get a chance to take down all of this information, you could always go back and extrapolate it. You're listening to Live with Kathy, who truly wishes for you. Take a breath. Slow down. Live in the now. Listen to the music. The music won't last. We talked about, oh, didn't you love Thomas Jefferson's cookbook? That was a couple of weeks ago. And choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. You can get it through me and get a discount, 847-882-8717. You got to get the book. This is nonfiction. There are 14 stories, and they're all true. You will not put the book down. Amazon.com, Author House and Barnes & Noble. And several of them decided that they needed to sponsor a PSA to make you aware of the latest scams and know the best defense. Take this telephone number down. Thank you, ARP. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. 800-646-2283. And do you know that we're conned out of $3 billion a year? Doesn't matter what your age is. But the true figure is really higher because most of these crimes and scams go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. There are pros at Sweet Talk. Do not give out any personal information. Hang up. Call the police, call the neighbor, call your family, and the hotline, 800-646-2283. Thank you, Stephen Stressler. Reviva, from humble beginnings to success. To Chuck Brazelton, our insurance man. Frostbitten toes to fingertips. And Lee, our little earth angel, is now a heavenly angel. I quit. I want to build my own business. She has the formula, and she shared it with me, and I'll share it with you. Letitia.myshackley.com. And Rhea, who simply said, ah, oh, so many roads to travel, so many choices to make. But the reality is, I just got to be me. And then my chapter on how Bill, our son at 12 years old, challenged me and asked me if I knew what my greatest freedom was. What is yours? And one of your greatest freedoms right now is to follow your heart. This is from Heart Health, and it's in prevention. It talks about a young gal whose dad was just 47 when he had his first heart attack and, of course, died. And they found that the happiest people were 22% less likely to develop cardiovascular disease than their sadder counterparts. Found a 2010 Columbia University Medical Center survey of 1,700 residents of Nova Scotia. Do you dream of seeing Europe? Oh, I love the culture. I was there. However, I haven't been on the Dalmatian coast. And it's one of Europe's hidden gems. I'm Croatian. I need to go there. I'm Hungarian. I need to go there. I want to dance with the gypsies up in the mountains. Mention the Dalmatian coast, and many travelers think of Dubrovnik. That's a popular tourist city, heavily shelled, following the breakup of Yugoslavia, but has since been restored. Europe is rampant with history and drama. Other ports continue to display their quiet charm through historic old towns, lovely landscapes, and colorful folklore. Follow your passion. Follow your heart. Where do you want to go? Now, before I continue on with exploring the ancient Roman province of Dalmatia, to have a hassle-free vacation prepped before you travel, pack your stuff and then get rid of half of it. You don't need 10 outfits. Why do you have to take the comforts of home with you in order to relax? Then why do you go? Now, the one thing you have to remember, I don't care where you're going, whether you're going to Michigan, Indiana, whether you're going to Dubrovnik, there's one thing, that one word that you're going to leave at home. Do you hear me? And you want to know what that one word is? No. N-O. You leave that at home. A vacation indicates that you're getting away from the daily grind. You're doing yourself, your heart, and yourself and your family a favor. If you're going to be a negative Nelly and no to everything, stay home. Don't be a pest. Don't be annoying. Look, I've done enough traveling around the world, and I've seen passengers board these beautiful luxury ships waiting in line, and Hilda says to Henry, oh, let's hold hands. Oh, I don't want to hold hands. No. Oh, Henry, we could go to disco. What? No. 9:30, I go to bed. Stay home. And boy, when I get them in session with me, I shoot from the hips. I said, you're not going to leave this room until I get every single one of you to make a pledge that no is not in your vocabulary. And yes, let's do it. It's a vacation. It's a way for you to break away from the daily routine. Maybe you're in a job that you're not too happy about. I don't know what it is. Make a list of the electronic. You don't need all of that stuff. Make the list and then, you know, delete a whole bunch. If you're going to Europe, you have to get that passport and find out if you need any vaccinations. You know what's interesting? When I traveled to Africa in 1984, I didn't need any vaccinations. You'll need an original birth certificate in order to get your passport. And for domestic travel, you need either a driver's license or a state-issued ID card. And be sure to renew your license early if the expiration date falls during your trip. If you have pets, be sure that they're going to be taken care of. Now talk to your doctor if you have prescriptions. Save the old bottles. When it's time to pack for your trip, use the old bottles to store all but the amount of medication you'll need during the trip. That way, if your luggage is lost on the way home, you'll still have the bulk of your medications when you return. Don't take all of your medications with you and leave nothing at home. Then you have to stop in at the post office, fill out a vacation hold form, have your neighbor or stop your delivery. And if you own a home, arrange for someone to cut your grass, to water your garden daily, and indoor plants as needed. Now, another way to protect your home and discourage would-be thieves is to install timers on several lights in the house. Program the timers to go on and then shut off at specific times. It creates the illusion that someone is home and makes extra house keys for anyone you've asked to visit your house. clear the calendar, pack in advance, confirm, use up any leftovers and perishables in your refrigerator. Get up early the day you leave, finish packing, check doors, windows, adjust the thermostat, unplug appliances and chargers. Double check your list and go. You could go to explore the ancient Roman province of Dalmatia, stretched along the Adriatic from what is now Croatia south into Montenegro. The history, the panorama, the cathedrals, the dining. The Croatian National Tourist Office is 800-829-4416. And then, how about locally? Adventure Travel, the Wall Street Journal, New England's cheesiest trip. It looks exciting. The lowdown. If you love cheese, I have a marvelous recipe with feta cheese, fresh green beans, olive oil, cut up pitted green olives, parsley. Bon appetit. And by the way, if you're making a Kiana, instead of using the feta cheese, try a Havarte with dill. Now, if you're driving the Vermont Cheese Trail, getting there, the southern border of Vermont is about a 3.5-hour drive from New York City, 1 hour from Boston. So if you're coming from the Chicagoland area, it's going to be a lot longer. And the state abounds with bed and breakfasts. Oh, I love to stay at them, and country inns. On Lake Champlain, the North Hero House has 26 rooms and a popular restaurant from $100 a night for lodging. Decorated rooms at the Wood Bridge. Eating there, the Farmhouse Tap and Grill in Burlington. Exploring the trail, the Vermont Cheese Council publishes a map and directory of farms and provides information about cheese and cheese makers. Calling ahead to smaller farms is strongly encouraged. I know that we don't have the history that Europe has. But remember, I told you that the first thing you're going to do is to sit down and have a talk with whomever you're going with. This is supposed to be memorable. This is supposed to be joyous. How can it be joyous if someone is constantly saying, no, 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 stay home? Stay home. Oh, I love Kotor, Montenegro. Like a baby cradled in the crook of its mother's arm, a cruise ship lies at the head of a steep gorge, dwarfed by the rock walls around it. And then while you're on deck, the church bells chime in the old town next to the dock, and I open my eyes to see ancient ramparts snaking up a mountainside like the Great Wall of China. No. I'm on the Dalmatian coast. I've got to go to Croatia. The hidden gem. Gems of that coast. Where do you want to go? Take time to live our world in life. Have so much to give. And Thursday, 11:30 to 12:30, remember, Iron Fest will be my featured guests. Au revoir.